Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 81 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Shamari Mosley. Elliott County officials are busy planning new tourism events this summer. The Mountain Arts Center is planning an outdoor bluegrass festival this summer. Health officials are trying to determine if one of the COVID-19 vaccines can cause heart inflammation in children. More Kentucky flood victims can apply for disaster relief from FEMA. Workers at a Kentucky weapons depot have finished destroying some chemical weapons. In sports, the Moorhead State women's basketball team has named a new head coach. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 60. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news. Elliott County's Tourism and Heritage Council has been busy planning events for the summer to bring visitors to the eastern Kentucky county. In addition to the return of well-established events like Mini-Atkins Day, the Tobacco Days Festival, and 4th of July celebration, a slate of new activities are being added to attract visitors. Elliott County Magistrate Dewey Smith says tourism will likely be the key to reviving and growing the local economy.
There's so much going on with tourism, and I'm so proud of those guys, and they're working so hard to get things done. So it is absolutely crucial that we keep growing that program, getting more people involved.
A series of drive-in movies at the former Shriner Horse Park will kick off Saturday night. Next Saturday, a community paddle will take place on the Little Sandy River between the Newfoundland and Connie Creek boat ramps. For more information, visit the Elliott County Heritage and Tourism Council Facebook page. Fun-seeking crowds are expected to return to Lexington's entertainment venues this summer as COVID-19 restrictions are lifted. Rupp Arena will return to 100% capacity, or more than 20,000 people, after June 11th. The arena is already scheduled to host acts by Jim Graffin, Eric Church, and Jason Aldean later this summer, with more sure to be added to the calendar in the coming weeks. Bluegrass Hospitality Association President Pam Avery tells LEX18 that while the industry is excited to see guests return, there are still some pandemic-induced challenges.
Can't even get bath towels from your vendors right now. We really are looking forward to being able to have all these people in Lexington again, so it's good.
Hotel staffing is still lagging behind the demands for accommodation, says Avery, noting Lexington hotels report staffing levels are only at about 30% of what they were pre-pandemic. Mountain Arts Center officials announced a brand new bluegrass festival at the Jenny Wiley Amphitheater coming this summer. WMKY's Leanne Akers has the story.
The Mountain Arts Center Executive Director Joe Campbell says the festival will feature older and traditional bluegrass in addition to new progressive bluegrass, acoustic, and folk music. Appalachian Strings and Things is scheduled to begin Independence Day weekend and feature artists ranging from Grammy-nominated bluegrass bands to local banjo pickers. Additional information about the lineups for each day and ticket information is available on the Mountain Arts Center's Facebook page. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
Health authorities are trying to determine whether heart inflammation that can occur, along with many other types of infections, could also be a rare side effect in teens after the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. An article on 7 U.S. teen boys in several states was published online today in Pediatrics. The boys who developed the heart issues received Pfizer shots in April or May and developed chest pain within a few days. None became critically ill. It's among the latest reports of heart inflammation discovered after COVID-19 vaccination, but there is no proven link. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported late last month that it was investigating potential links between the vaccine and heart inflammation. Authorities continue to say that vaccination benefits far outweigh any potential risk. 22 more Kentucky counties have been approved for individual assistance from FEMA for the historic flooding that devastated parts of the Commonwealth. Some counties, like Rockcastle, were originally approved for public assistance, but now eligibility for individual help has flood victims jumping at the opportunity. State Emergency Management Director Michael Dossett tells WKYT the situation is somewhat of an unprecedented opportunity.
So the process involves FEMA actually coming back on the ground, putting teams out in the counties and assessing individual homeowners and renters' needs.
The 22 Kentucky counties approved for additional individual assistance are Anderson, Fayette, Jessamine, Laurel, Madison, Warren, Woodford, Boyd, Clark, Franklin, Greenup, Jackson, Knott, Lawrence, Leslie, Letcher, Lincoln, Morgan, Osley, Perry, Pulaski, and Rockcastle. Citizens who need help from FEMA in those counties can visit disasterassistance.gov. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Curbside delivery at 780-4282, Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
June 19th is the Juneteenth holiday to commemorate the end of slavery in the United States. It has been celebrated for years, but awareness of Juneteenth has grown since last summer's social justice movement across the nation. It was at the height of the protests when Governor Andy Beshear urged the passage of, and Kentucky senators on both sides said they would pass a bill to make it an officially recognized state holiday. Senators Robert Stevers, Damon Thayer, and Morgan McGarvey said they would back a bill this year making Juneteenth a state holiday. But according to the Legislative Research Commission, no bill was ever filed. The governor and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle expressed disappointment with the missing bill and apologized publicly for the oversight this week. Senator Mitch McConnell made a visit to Owensboro this week to announce Daviess County is the latest Kentucky county to be included in the Appalachian High-Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Program. There are now 36 counties in Kentucky included in the program. McConnell told attendees at the ceremony the program has been an important asset in addressing the state's drug problem.
Looking at the results, I think it's made a difference, a positive difference, in every place that there's been a HIDA designation. I wish we didn't have this horrendous problem, but we do. And ignoring the law enforcement side of dealing with it is completely outrageous.
First created in 1988, the program provides additional federal resources to areas to help eliminate and reduce drug trafficking. Across Kentucky, drug trafficking in heroin and synthetic opioids like fentanyl continue to be a major source of the drugs fueling the epidemic in the state. The U.S. Army has announced workers at a Kentucky weapons depot have finished destroying the nation's stockpile of projectiles containing VX nerve agent. WMKY's Carrie Scambo has more.
In a statement released this week, the U.S. Army says workers at Kentucky's Bluegrass Army Depot in Madison County destroyed the last projectiles with a chemical weapon on May 28th. The Associated Press reports this marks the completion of the second of five weapons destruction campaigns at the facility and marks destruction of all the projectiles containing nerve agents in the U.S. chemical weapons stockpile. Officials say plant workers dismantled the weapons and mixed the nerve agents with chemicals and water, turning it into a neutral solution. The campaign to dispose of 523 tons of the decades-old chemical weapons began in 2019, with the Army reporting more than 27% of the chemical agents at the depot have now been dismantled. Officials say teams will now focus on destroying mustard gas-filled projectiles and preparing to eliminate nerve agent-filled rockets. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Carrie Stambo.
The family of a slain Ashland man is speaking out against a new directive by Kentucky's parole board that could free the man convicted for murdering their loved one. Roy Pierce was convicted of the 1994 murder of Tom Tony and sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole in 25 years. He was denied parole in 2020, but under the new directive, he will receive another chance in 2030. Tony's son David Tony tells WSAZ the news was gut-wrenching for a family that is still struggling to heal from their loss.
It's taken a lot of years to get to where I am right now. Forgiveness isn't there yet, but the seething hatred, it's not there either. So it's a process.
WSAZ reports there are 45 other inmates who may be eligible for new parole hearings under the directive. Tony's family has set up a petition on change.org and will hold a rally at the House of Grace Church in Ashland on July 31st, hoping to bring attention to the cause. An effort to raise funds to create a safe gathering space and entertainment venue for LGBTQ+ individuals in Eastern Kentucky was launched this week. Home Appalachia's Kickstarter campaign launch coincided with the start of Pride Month. Josh Little is Pike County native and member of Pikeville Pride. He tells WYMT he didn't always feel welcome in his hometown, but the creation of Home Appalachia is an encouraging sign that times may be changing.
A lot of people in the LGBT+ community feel that they have to move away to find success or to be themselves. And this project is really geared at changing that narrative and keeping those people here.
The Kickstarter campaign has already raised more than $2,800. To donate or for more information, visit its website, homeky.co, or find Home Appalachia on Facebook. Morehead State University has named its new head women's basketball coach. WMKY's Wiley Tanner has the story.
Sporting 250-plus career victories, 4 national tournament appearances, and 1 Women's Basketball Coaches Association National Coach of the Year honor, Kaylee Petrie has been tabbed to head the Morehead State women's basketball program. She joins the Morehead State program after a single season at Gulf Coast State College in Panama City, Florida, that culminated in a trip to the National Junior College Athletic Association Women's Basketball National Tournament in Lubbock, Texas. The Commodores earned the number 15 national seed at the NJCAA National Tournament. Prior to her time at Gulf Coast State, she led South Plains College for 5 seasons, amassing a 127-36 overall record and 3 NJCAA National Tournament appearances. Petrie earned a Bachelor's of Science degree in Exercise and Sport Sciences and a Master's of Science degree in Sport Management from Texas Tech in 2004 and 2006, respectively. For WMKY News, I'm Wiley Tanner.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, the weather for tonight, mostly clear with a low around 60, Saturday, sunny with a high near 85, Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 62, Sunday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 5 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 86. Sunday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 66. Monday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 83. Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Wiley Tanner, Cassidy Stearman, Jonathan Burton, Ethan Jenkins, Kennedy Roberts, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Shamari Mosley for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.